I didn't know I was the most boosted poet. This poetry reading might be called The Last Frontier and Where It Went, or Who Stole It. So I'm going to pick out poems on that theme. To begin with, a prose journal from yesterday. High noon, high night, Salome, Arizona, October 9th, 1967. 2 days hard driving from San Francisco in a VW bus not built for these wide open ranges. Staying tonight in a big old stucco adobe motel in middle of high desert. 100 miles northwest of Phoenix, adobe buildings and wood roof veranda, and a swimming pool full of leaves, green water, and algae, bugs and cigarette wrappers. A few soggy cigarettes float about like water bugs left over from some other civilization. 1:30 in the hot afternoon. Too hot to continue in the VW teepee over the fried horizon. High noon lasts all afternoon out here. Nothing moves in the white sun. Shadows black, wherever there are any, and there aren't many. Highway 60 stretches away straight in both directions. Salome, where she danced, is the full official name of this spot on earth. Salome, pronounced Salome, not Salome or Salome. Altitude 1875, home, according to a local guidebook, of Dick Wick Hall. 1877, 1926. Arizona's first widely known humorist, who credited the town with an annual growth of 100% a year. Quote, 19 people in 19 years, unquote. Looks like they've been adding one a year ever since. Yuma Indian country, gold rush country. Harquahala gold mine discovered by Yumas while high on peyote. That high netted $15 million. State narco agents note. Scheffler's of Salome, the name of the motel, inn, restaurant, bar I'm at. The main restaurant room, a barn-like affair with about 100 dusty, horned heads of all kinds of animals mounted high on the brown board walls. I asked the counter lady, how long those heads been up there staring down at everybody, lady? She says, don't rightly know. Know anybody rightly who ever shot any of these animals, lady? She gives me a strange look and goes away, looking very sorrowful. When she has to come back past me, I hit on her again. They been up there long looking down at you, maybe 100 years, lady? She gives me another strange look. Anything else you want, mister? Yes, ma'am. I'll take two of those glass elk's eyes on toast, I tell her. They look like they're about to fall in my plate anyway. She looks at me like I'm John the Baptist or something, but doesn't start dancing. Even though she looks like she'd like to have my head to hang up. Who danced for all those heads? I fling at her as she retreats to the kitchen, where I imagine her unsheathing a large scimitar. Antlers sprout from my head, and my 100 predecessors stare down at me. Oh, the weird conversations that have gone on here. under those dusty antlers. 5 men in cowboy hats just piled in out of a pickup truck line up at the counter, laughing and joking and slapping each other on the back. A drunk, silver-haired Los Angeles tourist staggers out of the dark cabin-like bar with a good-looking young chick in tow. And the cowboys eye her. They've never seen a woman before. And they'll travel all the way to San Francisco to see what Salome looks like topless. The chick steers her silver-haired friend to the counter, and they plunk down right next to me. She whispers in his ear, and he points to a door in a corner, and she gets up and goes. He shrugs and leers at me. Been stopping here every week for 6 months, so guess I ought to know where Salome's crapper is. Now it's my turn to regard a tourist darkly. I catch myself asking, anything else you want, mister? The dusky wagon wheels overhead, hung with dim light bulbs, turn and turn in the dusk of eternity. I get up and walk around reading the various goofball inscriptions. Quotations by Dick Wick Hall all over the place, including a postcard of an awful poem about his thirsty frog who wears a canteen in the desert. Horrible way to be a poet. Easy way. In the lobby on burlap walls, old canteens and branding irons hung up, along with Black Bart's boots. Gad, what big feet he had. Evidently, passing through Salome one hot night, he took them off to dance with you-know-who. And bye-bye, Black Bart. Where's his head? When I fall out, it's dark, and the town has come alive suddenly in the desert night. All the daytime signs are neonized and blare out down the straight highway. Scheffler's Motel, Your Cafe, gas. A half moon, very white, hangs over, and the vibrant mysteriousness of the desert seems to close in on all sides, reminding me of Albert Camus' phrase about night's primitive hostility. A great gleaming silver aluminum truck roars out of that night, flashes through the four blocks of neons, and plunges back into the darkness of the universe. Salome danced through my night, woke up very early, hearing voices through a wall, and thought of a woman's deep voice heard in Spanish through a wall in a hotel in Malaga years ago. She was moaning and moaning, coming in the night. She was a long time coming. Now still heard on great southwest plain in the heart of another world. And will go on, the primitive, inchoate nightlife of the world. Life against the night, voice shored up against darkness. And what has been will be.